Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
I am joined by the WHL Player of the Week, who was playing with the Wenatchee Wild at the time, now a member of the Saskatoon Blades. And just as I say that, it's weird. How weird is it for you, Easton Armstrong, to hear that?
I mean, obviously, it's a little bit weird just because 3 days ago, I was on a completely different team, completely different country, different city. So it's a little crazy just to be somewhere so far and so different, but mostly exciting.
Now, the one thing you told me the other day in Edmonton was that you knew about the trade before you found out that you were Player of the Week, yet it came out news-wise the other way around.
Yeah, so I don't know. I found about the trade like pretty early in the morning. They're like, oh yeah, you're traded. And then like 30 minutes later, as I was packing everything up, I saw that I got Player of the Week. So
tell me about the week, first of all. You were with Wenatchee. You had a hat trick, a five-point game. Is that a career high for you?
Yeah, that's a career high for me as well.
And then a couple of goals the game before. So you had 5 goals and 2 assists for 7 points. I mean, you were on a roll. The hockey net must have looked more like a soccer net.
Yeah, I mean, the puck was just going in. I think I don't know what was happening, but it was going all my way for that weekend. So
tell me about what it was like playing for a new franchise in the league. I mean, it's an old franchise. It was the Winnipeg Ice, but they're now in Wenatchee. What was the vibe like in that city and for the few games that you were there?
I mean, it was pretty cool, obviously. Like, new city, like, everyone's super excited to get the new league in there. So, I mean, it was good for the, what, two months it was that I was there. So
yeah, 2 months you were there. You weren't in Winnipeg for all that long. You were a trade deadline acquisition from the Regina Pats. You're staying in the East Division, though. I mean, this is you know this division very well. What did you know about the Saskatoon Blades before you got traded?
I don't know, they're always hard to play against, always played so fast. So other than that, like, it was never the easiest team to play. I don't have many career points against them, so hopefully I can get a lot with them.
And yet, while you started in the right direction in Edmonton back on Wednesday night, getting a goal. At first, it was given to Willie James, but you obviously touched that on the way in.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of bodies in front, so it was nice to get credit for it, but yeah, it's exciting.
Did you know anybody on this roster at the time you were acquired?
I knew Shagru, but that's the only guy I knew. So,
and of course, we should probably do the backstory on that. You get acquired from Wenatchee, and unfortunately, you're a 20-year-old. He's a 20-year-old. You can't have more than three as of Tuesday, so he ends up getting released. You know all about the story with him. He was pretty famous around here for what he did in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Game 7. I mean, I grew up playing with him, like, in L.A. when I was younger, so I knew him pretty well, like, just playing against him and stuff. So then he just reached out and said, like, good luck, boys, I love you and stuff. So that was really nice of him. He didn't have to do that.
You mentioned Los Angeles. That's hometown for you. When you go back home in the off season and you say, hey, I'm playing hockey in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, or Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and now Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, what do people, your buddies, say to you?
Well, I live in Colorado now, okay. But I don't know, they think it's pretty normal now. It's been so many years, so all my friends and stuff are just like, oh, okay. But when I see, if I'm talking to some, like, random person that I haven't, like, met really well, then they're like, oh, where is that?
Well, I mean, are you used now? You've got to be used to the weather. I mean, it's not too bad right now, but it's going to get cold. And being from Colorado, you experience this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Colorado definitely doesn't get this cold, but Regina and Winnipeg were definitely real cold, so it won't be anything new for me.
Now, guess what? It's going to be the same here very, very soon, unfortunately. How do you see yourself fitting in with this team? What's been told to you as far as what they want you to be able to provide?
Obviously, like, my big body, big frame, getting to the net, stuff like that, and other than that, just play.
Well, that's true. You certainly have gotten off to a great start. The guys seem to love you. I think it's going to be great. It's a match made in heaven as far as I'm concerned. Easton, thanks so much for this. Congratulations on Player of the Week, and we wish you all the best with the Blades moving forward.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at cjwwradio.com.